This morning, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is unveiling his comprehensive plan to protect the city from rising sea levels brought on by climate change. He's delivering the plan to the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman is at the Intercontinental Hotel in Boston for the mayor's speech this morning and joins us now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob.
So I understand the mayor gave you a preview of the plan yesterday. What's the big picture?
Well, he did, and it is big, and it is bold. The mayor told me that it's not just a comprehensive but transformative vision for Boston's waterfront. The plan's details call for a specific strategy, some block by block, building by building, to make the city's 47-mile shoreline not just more resilient against climate change, but it also is a dramatic redesign of the shoreline that would add 67 acres of green space. Here's Mayor Walsh.
What we're doing is we're putting a plan together of creating more open space, more accessibility, more opportunities for people, while we're also creating an opportunity to protect and preserve the city of Boston.
So, Bob, the mayor says he's not waiting for Washington to act, that climate science is real, and Boston city planners want to protect the city against the worst-case threat predicted for 2070. It's a 40-inch rise in the harbor sea level and more intense and frequent storms.
How about these 67 new acres of green space, Bruce? Is that going to be land built out into the Boston Harbor, or is it 67 acres of existing shoreline? How's it going to work?
That's what the mayor says. He's going to add a landfill that creates these new parks and natural barriers preventing the harbor from flooding the areas along the coastline. There will also be seawalls and new structures to channel water. And in some places, the idea, Bob, is to actually elevate the streets and roads. The plan calls for raising, for example, Morrissey Boulevard and Columbus Park in the North End. In fact, the mayor told me that during a nor'easter last year, the Boston Fire Department was considering evacuating the North End. And then there's the Fort Point Channel area that's especially threatened. Right now, Martin's Park near the Children's Museum is being raised and made more resilient.
It's not hard to imagine this is going to cost a lot of money. What's the price tag?
Big bucks. I asked the mayor several times, and he wouldn't say. He can't put a price tag on it right now because it's an evolving plan that will take place over decades. This is just the beginning of discussions with districts and neighborhoods. But Walsh does say that it's going to take city, state, and federal funds along with philanthropic money, and companies are going to have to kick in. He says the idea is to spend millions to save billions.
The investments you make now are the savings of tomorrow. And that's, I think, a lot of businesses will see the importance of this plan. Rather than have to rebuild the building after devastation happens, how can we get ahead of it? I think that's what this part of the heart of this plan.
One example the mayor gave was spending $160 million to make East Boston more resilient to flooding, and that could prevent $450 million in damages in the future. And the mayor says that Boston already has $230 million in a resiliency fund, and he's going to dedicate 10% of all future capital spending budget on the Resilient Boston Harbor Plan.
What about the idea of building a giant barrier in Boston Harbor to prevent the city from being inundated, this plan that's been floated in recent months?
No, that's not going to float. The mayor all but buried it at sea. There was a study done, and basically the barrier is dead on arrival.
I mean, this idea of a harbor barrier on the harbor, I mean, it might sound great, but it sounds like it's a futuristic movie that we're trying to build. This harbor barrier is going to close. It's going to cause all kinds of ecological issues for us as well. And I don't know anywhere in the world that has a barrier on the outer harbor that closes. I just don't see the value of that today.
So, Bruce, what now? What happens to this plan from the mayor that he's outlining this morning?
Well, the mayor has to sell it. That's why he's here presenting it to the 700 members of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. I'll speak to business leaders afterwards and hear what they think and report back.
WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reporting from the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce this morning. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
You're welcome, Bob.